Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I want to go back to this thing really quick because I don't want to, screw this up. So what I saw today, you have to understand, I only saw, just so you know, I said this before, I want to be clear. I only saw, I have not been delving into this story all day, you understand? So I knew I was coming in here tonight at midnight to do just 2 hours on the draft, after the draft, basically. So I didn't sit there all day today, you know, hammering away at the Tyreek Hill situation in Kansas City. I knew last night, right, that they weren't charging him. We talked about this on the show. And I went crazy on this guy last night, not about getting rid of him on the team and everything else. I thought, you know, this was all dedicated to the kid. I thought they should, you know, both be charged, and I thought they should get the kid out of there. No matter what, he shouldn't even be allowed to be a parent. I don't care what anybody thinks. I really don't. So now what I've seen today, all I saw was, the only thing that I saw today at all was, quote, you need to be terrified of me too, B, end quote, right? So when I saw that, and then when the guy called and said, hey, we got to get rid of this guy, I don't think that's strong enough to get rid of him, to be honest with you, that, you know, audio of him saying that. That's, you know, it's bad, it's, you know, scary, right? Fair enough. But I don't think it's enough to get rid of him. What is enough to get rid of him is the rest of it. So I didn't see any of this. I don't know any of this after the you need to be terrified of me too, B. That's all I knew. So now that I've seen this Espinal, her notes and everything, the audio of daddy's the one who beats him, and that when the kid cries, Hill allegedly beats the kid, and that the son kept saying, daddy punches me when he starts crying. He makes him open up his arms, and then he punches him in the chest. And if he gets in trouble, you get the belt and beat him with that. Daddy did it, and he started crying, shut up, stop crying, and then he beats the kid. He kept crying because he was scared. He's terrified. You grabbed him. Somehow he fell, one of the two. And then Hill said, I didn't do anything. And then she said, what do you do when the child is bad? You make him open up his arms and punch him in the chest. And then he said, you use a belt too. And I think all of this stuff that I'm seeing now, after the fact, that I never saw. And the police in is it Johnson County, right, that are not charging him and this woman with anything. They said that the office reviewed all the evidence, declined to file charges against Hill and Espinal. We're troubled by the situation. We believe a crime has occurred. However, the evidence in the case doesn't establish who committed the crime. But the audio repeatedly shows that it would appear to me that the kid is saying that the dad, that Hill, you know, allegedly beats the kid, right? So they have suspended him from all football activities. He's suspended on the Chiefs. And it would appear to me that after I've seen all this, and the audio, I didn't listen to the whole thing about him, you know, beating the kid and punching him in the chest and beating him with the belt. They're going to get rid of him. Okay, so the moral of the story is, you're right, he's done. He's finished. I would think they're going to have him out of there by the end of the week, which would be tomorrow. He'll be done, right? Like, they already got rid of the one guy, right, Hunt? Because he kicked and punched the girl and then, you know, shoved her to the ground and everything. They got rid of him. Now they're going to get rid of this guy. So you can't deny Carver High. Those are the two with, you know, obviously Mahomes, the MVP. And those two were the best three on the team, hands down. And Kelce, right? Is there anyone else better?
No, that's their that was their offensive core.
So if you lose Hunt and you lose Hill, no matter what he did, if he's beaten children, whatever he's done, and you get rid of him, which is very likely now, what are you left with? You're left with Mahomes and Kelce, right?
Pretty much.
So you can't tell me that's not damaging that football team. That's as bad as losing Bell and Brown.
I mean, yeah, they're going to
It's the same thing.
There's a chance they're going to lose another one of them, depending on what they do about this.
And after you saw the rest of this story today, because that's the first time I've seen it tonight, like at 1 in the morning, that he did all this other stuff, he's doomed. He's doomed. Because I didn't think the other thing, are you with me on that? Did you think the other thing would get you cut? Saying that you should be terrified of me too, B, do you think that's good enough to cut him?
Probably not, but I mean, there's a lot of things going on with him right now, even before this other stuff.
Right.
There was a lot of things even before that, so everything's coming together here for him.
To lose his gig.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. So he's doomed. So you're right. The guy in Kansas City, you're right. Your team's it's in chaos right now because of this. That guy, but no one can deny how great he is. I mean, that guy's like the fastest player in the league, isn't he? And he just catches touchdown passes left and right every week. He's like the baddest dude. Is he not like, he and Antonio Brown are the two best receivers, aren't they? Like in terms of show off, showtime type performances, those two guys, they go off. Julio Jones doesn't even catch remotely the amount of touchdowns that this guy catches because they don't use him in the red zone. This guy catches touchdowns every week.
Right, he's catching 50, 70, 80-yard bombs.
Right.
Not anymore.
You think they're going to get rid of him, right?
They have to. I mean, especially the way that you got rid of Hunt so quickly, there's no way you can keep Hill if they can prove that this audio recording is him. And he's screwed in general. I mean, yeah, they might have not pressed charges yesterday. Doesn't mean they can't press charges now if they have this, because you know what they're going to do with this is they're going to go to her and say, listen, we have you on tape admitting that you lied to the cops and to the family services to protect him. So either you roll on him now or you're going to jail too and you're never seeing your kid. And they're going to get her to roll.
Why don't they do this?
Well, TMZ is reporting tonight that the cops actually went to his house tonight. TMZ is reporting that now.
If they can prove that this recording is them, which, first of all, how stupid are you that you're talking about this in public, that someone can record you on this, then they have no chance.
So, I mean, it goes on and on and on. You can see all this stuff. It's crazy. How funny is that, though? They got one story on Mahomes landing the Madden cover, and then the next story is on Hill threatening his fiance.
Maybe that's the Madden curse right there. Maybe Mahomes is going to escape it, but his team's going to pay instead.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.